In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Al Messiah come. Christos Anesti. Some of you remembered it from last year. Those who forgot, you got another 40, 50 days to learn it. Christ is risen. Al Messiah come. Christos Anesti. No words really can capture the event of the resurrection. But we can say it is the most profound event in human history. It is this event that has changed time itself, changed history itself, and words can never express what happened between some time in the night before the sun rose on the first day of the week. And when we read the Gospels or read the Acts of the Apostles, but in particular when we read the Gospels on that first day, the day of the resurrection, whether it was to the disciples who were the women who came to anoint a dead body, or it was when our Lord appeared to the apostles in the evening of the first day, the resurrection, he said either one or two greetings. Rejoice, or peace to you. Rejoice and peace. Why would our Lord greet his disciples with such a word or these two words? If we take seriously what the disciples were experiencing, it would make perfect sense. All of them by this time were confused. They were distraught. They were depressed. They were lost. Jesus of Nazareth had died. And with his death, hope perished. It seemed as if human wickedness was victorious. Evil triumphed over goodness. Life was slain and darkness prevailed. What was left for these disciples? These men, these women, left everything, including their families, to follow this Lord for 3 years. They couldn't really put into words what they were experiencing and seeing with their own eyes. They saw miracles that were beyond human expression. They saw wonders beyond any human explanation. But he's gone. These men and women tasted for a short period of time eternal life in the flesh. These men and women disciples for a short period of time touched the God-man. Now he's gone. And worse, these disciples were now fearing the repercussions that may happen to them for being followers of this Jesus of Nazareth. This one whom their own elders and whom the authorities not only rejected, and not only humiliated him, they tortured him beyond recognition. And they killed him on a Roman cross. What's going through their mind? They can't conceive of everything that had transpired in the last 2 days. And all of a sudden, this Jesus of Nazareth, whom they saw die, is standing before them. The completely unexpected happened. And this one who was dead says to them, "Peace be with you." His very presence before them declared something. He didn't even have to tell them. His very presence told them, "I've risen. I'm with you. I'm alive. And I'm going to be with you now until the consummation of the world." If I, the Lord Jesus Christ, have passed through death and conquered the very power that all men and women fear the most, my beloved, nothing then can separate me from you. If you love me, no chains, no prison, no depression, no human being, and death itself will never, ever, ever separate you from me, my beloved. And so he says, "Peace. Peace. There's nothing to fear." This is the night of victory. And this is the night of a whole new beginning. And so if you listen carefully to the first reading, from the Acts of the Apostles, or you listen to the Gospel from John, both of them are speaking of a beginning. "To Theophilus, I'm writing you," says St. Luke, "and I'm going to tell you from the beginning about the church." And today's gospel is the prologue of St. John's gospel. And it's the beginning. Because tonight, some 2,000 years ago, began a new beginning. A new and definitive chapter for human history. What's the new beginning? Goodness does conquer evil. Light does prevail over darkness, and love is more powerful than death. In the end, what's the real revelation tonight is that divine, selfless love conquers everything, overcomes everything. So when the Lord offers his peace, he offered to those disciples 2,000 years ago, and he offers it to you and me today. He offers to you and me an unshakable faith. That's what the church was assured on that morning when the women came to the empty tomb and Mary Magdalene recognizes the Lord. That's what the apostles were assured when the Lord passed through the locked doors on resurrection evening. With unshakable faith and unfeigned selfless love, the church becomes what? An invincible power, an invincible force that's transforming the entire cosmos. The entire cosmos. 12 defenseless, mostly ignorant men, because of this event, confronted the empire, the Roman Empire, and preached a simple proclamation that ended up transforming an entire continent, and should we say two continents, because Christianity was already into China before it even reached Poland. And their message was simple. The proclamation was simple. Divine love has entered the world, and he conquered the world. And these men and women, so transformed by this event, left everything. They gave their lives to divine love. The others, everyone, might hear the proclamation. There was a man that was dead. He's God, and he's alive. All of them, except John the Evangelist, ended up experiencing a martyr's death. But they didn't fear that death, because in faith, they knew that love would conquer death itself. They seen it. They believed it. The proclamation of this night, the celebration of this night, has changed forever history and even time itself. In fact, tonight's event, as we move toward the Ascension and move toward Pentecost, gives time its definitive meaning. 2,000 years later, as this event continues to transform and change everything, the God-man has entrusted to you and me that same personal message. Beginning tonight, the new beginning for each and every one of us. What will you do with this profound, unfathomable, ineffable, incomprehensible, divine truth? Will your life change tonight because of what this event proclaims? Will you tell your neighbors about it? Tonight, commit yourself more wholeheartedly to the only proclamation that is really worth dying for. My brothers and sisters, teach it fearlessly to your children and to your grandchildren. Teach it fearlessly to your spouses and your parents. Teach it courageously to your neighbors and to your friends. Teach it courageously to your co-workers and your enemies. Bring them to this liturgy where we experience firsthand, the living God who suffered, who was killed, but then rose, never to die again. Divine love conquered the world, and it is that same divine love that will win, conquer, overcome every human heart. Either here on earth, during our earthly journey, or when you and I or that person stands before Almighty God's judgment seat, divine love is going to be victorious. May this divine love celebrate tonight, worship tonight, adore tonight, give you and me the invincible courage, the triumphant faith, the unfeigned love to live always in the kingdom of God, becoming godly by becoming godly love in your own life and to each and every person you meet. Christ is risen.